Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1236, and the writing is shiur number 388. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're trying to finish off the halachas of Shinoi Makom. Not really finish off. There's a lot more to do, but, in the general concept, we want to try and move on to other various different areas of Hilchos Brachos, and we're finishing off Holchei Drachim. Okay, so now Lemaiso, interesting question, which we did talk about in the past. Some of these things are a little bit overlapping and Chazor in review, but especially the shailas and questions which come up all the time. Obviously, there are many different brachas in Hilchos Brachos which come up on a daily basis, and they really have to be reviewed. Okay, so interesting thing that in reference to the airport, we were talking about the airport and Holchei Drachim in the last few shiurim, but if one started to eat or drink in a cab, in a car or a cab, right? Somebody's in an Uber, in the car, whatever the case, and they have in mind Holchei Drachim. It could even be if one is in the house, right? They're in the house right before they're going to leave, which we've discussed many times. They're in the house before they're going to leave, right? They're putting on their jacket. You can't make a bracha while you're putting on your jacket. I want to make that clear. When you're making a bracha, you cannot do anything. One is not allowed to do. It's clear in the Shulchan Aruch. When one is making a bracha, you're not allowed to do any other actions. It's very important to keep that in mind. If we make a bracha, we have to concentrate on the words and have in mind with thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what we are about to eat or drink. So that is a very important thing, and not to be doing all different type of things. So while one is putting on their jacket or hat, let's say, for example, one should not be making the bracha. But be it as it may, one put on their jacket, now they want to sit and make the bracha, or they don't put on the jacket. They're about to leave the house to go to the airport, and they make their bracha, and they have in mind holchei drachim, meaning they want to continuously drinking this one coffee, this bottle of water, or the bag of potato chips, or whatever the case is, all through the trip. Okay, so how would that work exactly? So Lemaisa, it would be good for Holchei Drachim all through this would include through the ride, in other words, in the car, in the cab, in the Uber, whatever it is, getting to the airport, and even throughout the airport while one is traveling through the airport, right? You have that cup of coffee, you have that bottle of soda, and you're constantly sipping here and there, whatever the case is, or the bag of potato chips, you're taking a bite here, bite there, and you had in mind Holchei Drachim that you want to continuously eating as you are traveling, again, whether it's in the car, whether it's in the airport itself. So that intention, one will be allowed to continue eating and drinking throughout, all the way throughout. The above is also true, as we previously discussed. One has to be, but one has to be extremely careful not to lose the sheer ikel, right? Which is also something which comes up all the time, and we've discussed many times, and continue to discuss, because this is something that applies all day long, right? You took, at some point, you drank the sheer ikel, you drank the sheer, which is a revius, 3 ounces, roughly 3 ounces, for in the time it takes to drink two sips, two gulps, right, with one small pause in between, but the effort up to 4 minutes. We spoke about the fact that when it comes to water, one should be even more careful that only to do it within conjunction with the two gulps with one small pause in between. With other drinks, there's a little bit more leeway up to the 4 minutes, which is Bechdei Achilles Pras. Okay, but once you did that, you have to be careful to take a drink at least within every half hour, but the average 72 minutes, but to try and keep it within every half hour as much as possible, especially when it comes to drinks. When it comes to food, when you ate at least a kazayas of the food at some point, and after that, you want to make sure to take a bite a small bite of the food, let's say potato chips, whatever it might be that you're eating, within every 72 minutes. With food, you would have a more leniency up to 72 minutes. Okay. So now, now we want to keep in mind, if somebody sat down at some point, let's say in the airport, they sat down at some point with the intention of staying in one specific location along the way in the airport, right? We sit down at a table in the airport somehow, and we're going to eat a lunch, right? Let's put it like that. So for an extended period of time. So since they now established their place, now they would be running into questions of Shinoi Makom. In other words, it's sort of like in a break off the Holchei Drachim. If you sat down a minute just to take a sip, to take a load off your feet for 2-3 minutes, whatever, something like that, that's fine. But if you sit down with a kavias, with established, we're going to sit down to eat now, eat lunch, and then we're going to be here a while, and this is where we want to stay, and this is our established place. So now you're going into questions of when you change place, you know, when you get onto the plane, you're going to need a new bracha, according to many poskim. So in that case, it is definitely, definitely better if one did sit down at some point and establish themselves in that place, in some part of the airport. It's definitely better to make the bar nefeshes, you know, finish off, you know, assuming that you ate or drank the shir, make your bar nefeshes. And if and when you continue to drink, when you get onto the plane, you make a new bracha, just to play it safe in that case. Now, if somebody's continuously just walking, going, and or if you even sit down a minute or two, but you have a mind continuous holchei drachim, in other words, you don't have a mind to stay in any one established place, so then even once you get onto the plane, it's all part of the holchei drachim, you could just continue with that food item, right? If you take a new item, obviously, you know, whatever you didn't have in mind, a new item on the plane itself, and it's a brand new thing, so that obviously that's not part of the original bracha. But if you continue eating that one bottle of water, one coffee, one bag of potato chips, whatever, so then you could just finish it off going on into the plane also. Okay, so that's the bottom line. And again, keeping in mind that if it's a real, you had a real kavanah to just keep on continue eating or drinking or whatever the case is, so it would be good for this, you know, for this item continue, or if you have two items, whatever, have two bags of potato chips or have, you know, two bottles of water or have, you know, a coffee and then I have a water also and I just want to continue, fine. You know, and you had all that in mind, so then it would include the ride through the airport and through the airport and even onto the plane. In conjunction with the halachas of holchei drachim, if that's what person Taka had in mind. These halachas are brought down by Rabbi Adner on page 149 in his Sefer. Thank you for listening. Aslacha bracha. Kol tuv.